From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. Our summer reading series continues this week with Shirley Tilghman, the president of Princeton University. Tilghman listens to audiobooks when she goes for a walk with her beagle, Max. Lately, she's been listening to Master of the Senate, the third volume of Princeton graduate Robert Caro's biography of Lyndon Johnson.
I find that my walks are getting longer and longer and longer because the book is simply riveting.
Tilghman says listening to a book is a completely different experience from reading the printed word, especially books by her favorite authors, Jane Austen and Anthony Trollope.
You catch the rhythms and you catch the subtlety of the language, and it's just viscerally pleasurable. In ways that I've never felt when I have read a book.
Before she became president of Princeton in 2001, Tilghman taught molecular biology there for more than a decade. She still spends one day each week in the lab, but admits she doesn't read as much of the scientific literature as she used to.
I do read journal articles that are directly relevant to the work that is going on in the laboratory, but I simply don't have the time to read more broadly in the scientific literature, as I would have done had I remained a research scientist.
Her current job gives her the opportunity to learn about an enormous breadth of scholarship.
I don't pretend for a second that I have become knowledgeable about anything except my own field, but the fact that I am now reading, I think, much more broadly than I did as a scientist is one of the big bonuses of this job.
President Tilghman offered a few examples of her wider reading, which seems to be dominated by Princeton faculty and graduates. When she learned that historian Jan T. Gross was joining the university's faculty, Tilghman read his book, Neighbors, The Destruction of the Jewish Community in Jedwabne, Poland.
That book became an extremely important book in Poland in revealing, I think, in a very evidence-based way, the fact that it wasn't always the Nazis who were the villains of the extermination of the Jews in Poland. It was often the Poles themselves.
Bernard Lewis, Princeton Professor Emeritus of Near Eastern Studies, has also made an appearance on Tilghman's reading list. She found his books, What Went Wrong and The Crisis of Islam, to be especially strong on one particular theme.
He clearly believes that the subjugation of women and all of the consequences that that has for education is one of the key factors responsible for the lack of progress in many Islamic countries in bringing people into the modern world and into prosperity.
Tilghman plans to read Reclaiming the Game, William Bowen and Sarah Levin's sequel to a 2001 book co-authored by Bowen, a former Princeton president. Reclaiming the Game examines the relationship between college athletics and higher education.
I'm very interested to read of this follow-up study, which is going to look in more detail in the kind of trade-offs that these very elite universities make in having very successful athletic programs. I'm not sure I would have read that book when I was a molecular biologist.
Shirley Tilghman is the 19th president of Princeton University. To learn more about our summer reading choices and those of the other people we've spoken with in this series, please visit our website at npr.org.